LGBTQ rights groups, including Equality Arizona, are suing the state and its education leaders over a law sometimes referred to as No Promo Homo that says schools cannot promote a homosexual lifestyle in health classes. Equality Arizona's Michael Soto is the group's executive director.
Every student has a right to feel safe at school, to have a safe learning environment, and laws like this make schools less safe for LGBTQ students.
KJZZ's Mariana Dale has been covering this story since earlier this year, and she's here now. Good morning, Mariana.
Hello.
So first off, what are these laws?
Specifically, these laws created in 1991 during the HIV-AIDS crisis, they say that HIV-AIDS instruction in schools cannot promote a, quote, homosexual lifestyle or portray homosexuality as a positive alternative lifestyle, and they can't suggest that there are safe ways to have homosexual sex.
So what is the lawsuit's complaint then?
These groups argue that this violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment because they say it singles out students who identify as gay. In fact, there are two students named in this lawsuit, one from Tucson and the other one from the Phoenix area, who both say they aren't getting the information they need in health class and that the law is part of the reason they're being bullied and harassed at school.
But safe to say, Mariana, not everybody wants to see this law changed, right?
True. There have been several failed legislative attempts to change the law since 2016. Here's Senator Dave Farnsworth from that year.
I believe that where education on this subject should be taught is in the home.
Senator Martín Quesada sponsored a repeal bill again this year, but it failed when it didn't even make it to committee. This is even though Kathy Hoffman, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, spoke out against keeping the law on the books.
All right, that's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thank you.
You're welcome.
And speaking of Kathy Hoffman, she's here with us in studio. Superintendent Hoffman, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So you are a named defendant in this lawsuit. What do you think about that?
Well, I appreciate this opportunity that it is bringing more visibility to this very important issue. This has always been a harmful law in our schools that is a anti-LGBTQ law that has a strong effect on our students and educators in our schools.
It's safe to say you do not plan on defending this law.
That is correct.
So obviously there's a lot of different ways this could go. Do you have a sense of what ultimately might happen in this lawsuit?
Well, my hope is that ultimately this will completely repeal this very harmful law. And I'm also going to be working as a member of the Board of Education. I will also be working there to look at some of our other policies that have a similar effect in terms of stigmatizing LGBTQ relationships.
Would you imagine that the board would also choose not to defend the law?
I haven't yet spoken with my other board members, so I can't speak for the board.
Got it. Now, as Mariana mentioned, you were part of the effort to try to get this law repealed in the legislature this year. That didn't happen. It hasn't happened in the past. Do you think ultimately the courts maybe will be where this law is repealed, how this change might happen?
Well, I think that is our quickest opportunity to repeal the law, so I am hopeful that that is the ultimate outcome. I did make this a priority in my state of education speech, and so I was disappointed that the legislature did not take action.
How big of a deal is this on the ground, sort of in the classroom, the fact that this law is on the books?
I've heard firsthand from students who felt that this law made them feel less safe in school because they're not included, that it's and in this day and age when, you know, I think about one of my heroes, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is an amazing writer for hit Hamilton, that in this day and age we should all be saying what he has said, which is love is love is love is love, and all relationships should be there's not one perfect type of relationship. Many of my students come from families that have two moms or have two dads, and we can't say one relationship is better than a different type of relationship.
Given that the wheels of justice, as they say, can sometimes turn slowly, will you continue to advocate for this law's repeal in the legislature in addition to maybe pursuing it through the courts?
I absolutely will. This has always been one of my priorities. And also, this will also help educate people in Arizona about this law, because one thing I noticed when I was campaigning and discussing this law was many people were not aware of it. But once they heard about it, the look on their face was just horror, that they couldn't believe that this was a law in Arizona in this day and age, that this is extremely antiquated and outdated, and it's time for it to change.
If this law were to be repealed, how quickly do you think new curriculum, new sort of standards could be set up so that, you know, the health classes could sort of reflect, you know, what's going on in the world out there now?
It could change very quickly because we are already partnering with organizations like GLSEN, that's a national organization that they have all kinds of supports and curriculum, inclusive and curriculum supports for classrooms. And so I would look forward to working closer with them to work on that type of curriculum.
All right. That's Arizona's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. Madam Superintendent, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.